Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm an entrepreneur on my second business, a mentor, an author, wife to a fellow entrepreneur, and mother to a magical little girl. On my podcast, I explore topics that fascinate me that will help you unlock ideas to rise even higher in your life. Myself and my special guests will be talking entrepreneurship and how to build better businesses, organization and figuring out how to get more shit done quicker and smarter, staying in touch with our soul, and how to blend business babies with real babies. Let's jump in to this week's episode. Welcome to this week's bonus episode of The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm very excited to bring you an extra little taste of organizational goodness on this Monday. So as you may know, this season is all about GSD, getting shit done, because I know from chatting to my community that the overwhelm is real right now. So helping you to get organized is my big focus for these couple of months, including for this season of the show. In this special bonus episode, I'm sharing the recording of the Bonus Time Masterclass I hosted last week. And in it, I share the five strategies that I use myself and that I've taught to thousands of people to help them unlock more time in their weeks. You will learn the number one tip I give to overwhelmed people, why boundaries equal more time and easy ways to create more in your life, how decisions are the enemy of productivity, what a positive feedback loop is and how to build one of your own, but most importantly, how to get back 5 hours a week. These sessions were also the official launch party of my Get Remarkably Organized program, which I talk about in this masterclass. So if the overwhelm is getting you down, then this is the program for you. Over 8 weeks, I'll handhold you through a step-by-step process to getting back on top of life. It will be fun. It will be easy on your time, I promise. And it will be super effective. My goal with this program is, as it is for all my programs, to create lasting, sustainable change. So you're actually going to come out of this program as an upgraded version of you with all of the strategies and infrastructure and also the two experts' advice that I have for you as well. So I've got Rachel Crether, who is a hypnotherapist who I've worked with myself, and she's going to be teaching us how to build new habits. And then declutter coach and life organizer Bridget Johns is going to be teaching us how to offload the stuff in our lives. So I'm super, super excited about this program. We're kicking off on the 9th of September, and I do talk about it more in the masterclass. You'll hear more about it then as well. And yeah, I would love to have you joining me. So right, let's bring on my masterclass. So I'm going to jump straight in because, yeah, as I said, I've got tons and tons and tons that I want to get through with you today. And I think I've been a bit I've had the luxury of some longer events recently where I've had 2 hour and 3 hour masterclasses and retreats. So yeah, I need to keep the pace myself for you guys today. So welcome everyone. And thank you so much for joining me for this session. It is wonderful to have you and see so many beautiful faces. So welcome. And what I wanted to say is, first of all, congratulations to you guys for joining this session, because I know it is very, very, very easy to get sucked into the day-to-day and not prioritize ourselves and the things that are important to us. So today is the first step for you stepping into a more calmer, more contented version of you. So I want to, first of all, congratulate you on joining and taking that first step today. And what I always say, and I really believe this powerfully, is that only 1% of people are actually stepping into proactive mode when it comes to how they're running their lives. The other 99% are sitting in reactive mode. So they're reacting to all of the different things that are happening to them every day. And then they wonder why they're not actually getting the results that they want to get, or the productivity, or the time, finding the time that they want to have for themselves. So I figured out how to step into this proactive mode. And with that comes a lot more productivity, a lot more spaciousness when it comes to time. And I'm going to be taking you through some of that today. So I'm really, really thrilled to have you. Today is all about helping you find 5 extra hours a week in your schedule. So I figured this stuff out myself. I teach my mentees to do it, and I'm really thrilled to get to do it with you guys today. So both the people who I know very, very well, I know lots of familiar faces on this session already, and to those of you who are newer to my world as well, you're very, very welcome, and it's really wonderful to have you. So you guys should have the playbook. I've got it on my screen here beside me. So if you do have your playbook, can you just give me a bit of a wave? Show it to me on screen. Yes, lots of people, gold. Oh, look at you guys, so organized already. I love it, thank you. So you have your playbook. We're going to be stepping through this playbook together. Obviously, given that this is a like only a 1 hour session, we're not going to go through every single exercise together, but I'll guide you through the key ones in this session together. So yes, you've got your playbook, which is great. As I said, I have lots to take you through. So I am going to keep the pace pretty pacey today. I'm going to be going pretty fast. That said, you're going to have the recording straight after this session. So I'm pretty much going to, the team's all ready to go. I'm going to get this recording out to you ASAP after we finish this session today. So you will have it. So if you miss anything or you didn't get to write anything down, don't worry. I will get you the recording within 30 to 60 minutes max after it's wrapping up this session. So this is also the launch party. I feel like I need some like party poppers or candles. This is the launch party for my new program as well, my new Get Remarkably Organized program. And this is the first time I've launched a program like this, because normally I talk about it in the run-up and then I do a masterclass like this a few days before the program closes. So this is all brand new. So you're all at my party. Thank you for joining my virtual party. So I will be talking a bit about the program in this session as well, because I am so excited about it. I haven't done anything around organization for almost 2 years now. So it's well overdue. So I'm really, really thrilled to have you. And I guess today is very much like a standalone self-sufficient masterclass. However, we do have the option to dive deeper with the program. So I'll be stepping you through how to do that in this session as well. Okay, I've got all my notes in front of me because there's so much I want to get through with you. So guys, if you turn to, it'll be page two of your playbook. You'll see there, I've got the question, what am I doing here for you? And I don't want to get too into intention setting because we do have a shorter session today. So I want you to identify, write down on your playbook. If you don't have the playbook and you're working digitally, just write it down. Just use the notebook to take notes, to your notebook to take notes. So I want you to say, why are you here? Like, what was the biggest tipping point for you joining this session with me today? So why are you here? What's your intention for being here? So I'd like you to answer that question first of all. So just take a moment to write that out yourself. So why are you here? And we are going to be talking about busyness and how, as I said, we can help you get 5 hours back a week into, so 5 hours a week back into your schedule. And something I really wanted to start off this session by saying is that busy does not mean that you're important. And I learned this lesson and continue to learn it at points as well, that I used to think, oh, the busier my calendar was, or the more commitments I had, or the more people who were relying on me for X, Y, or Z, that would mean that I was more important. And I've actually realized it's the very opposite. The most successful and important and valuable people I know are the people who do actually have some white space, some breathing space in their calendars. They are not flat chat all of the time. They create that space for themselves. So that's something I did want to touch on as we start this program, because I, as I said, I've been there myself of falling into that trap or that belief that the busier I am, the more important I am, and the more needed I am, and the more worthy I am. And what I want to say to you before we even kick into the five strategies that I'm about to take you through today is that you don't need to prove your worth by being busy or having, you know, multiple commitments and saying yes to everyone. You are worthy as you are right now in your own wonderful, beautiful self as you're showing up on this session right now. So please don't do what I did and continue doing that for many years, that I've, you know, feeling that you need to prove your worthiness by overcommitting and saying yes to too many things. So that's something I would say to you as we start this, because I think it's really, really important. Oh, AJ, good idea. AJ's just shared the playbook. So just in case anyone hasn't got access to it right now, the playbook is in the link that AJ just shared in the chat as well. I also want to say, guys, so I know I'm keeping the pace going here, but I love getting your comments, your questions. So I will get to questions if I have time in this session, but please do use the chat box to, yeah, interact. I miss presenting to big rooms of excited people. So please do use the chat box to interact. It's always really lovely to hear what's resonating. So what I'm sharing is really landing home for you, and also what you feel you can apply in your own life as well. So please do use that box. I love to hear from you as we go through the session. So I've touched on worthiness. I really wanted to, as I was planning this session over the last few days, I knew that it was really important for me to touch on that, because I think particularly women, and I'm heading into kind of different territory, but I want to stay here for a second. And I think women especially, we people please, and we try and keep all of the people happy, and sometimes we are keeping ourselves least happy. So I wanted to touch on that idea of worthiness, because I think it's a really, really important baseline for everything I'm going to take you through in this session today. So I've got five strategies that I want to take you through today to find you this bonus time. And how I have mapped this out, so there's five strategies, and my goal is that each of these strategies gets you back 1 hour. So you implement each of these strategies, you're going to find 1 hour for each of them, and then overall, over the whole week, you're going to get 5 hours back a week. So that's the structure for this session, and I'm going to take you through each of those five strategies and share lots of examples from my life and mentees' lives and so on as well. But before we jump in, I would love to ask you, in your playbook there, just below where I asked you to write out your intention, tell me, what could you do with the bonus 5 hours a week? So if you did have five extra hours just floating around your calendar, what could you or would you do with that time? And the reason I'm asking you that is I want the model that I'm going to take you through today to be, I want it to be magnetic. I want you to have something in your GPS that's exciting you and is going to motivate you, that it's going to be worthwhile making the changes that you need to make in your life in order to get those 5 hours back to yourself. So jump into the chat. People are already jumping in. Thank you, Kylie. A new Love Club member, Kylie. Thank you. I just saw that you signed up today. Thank you. And so Kelly is saying, focus more on self-development. Kylie, if you just go back to the very, very top, you'll see, yeah, ages on it. Thank you, AJ. So jump in, guys, jump into chat. If you had an extra 5 hours a week in your calendar, what would you be doing with this time? Just jump into chat and share with me and share with everyone else. Get started on a hobby, personal development. Elizabeth says, launch a podcast. Love hobbies, more time with family. Susie says, more quality time with husband and son. Caitlin, writing, personal development and hobby, exercise, building the business. Oh, this is so good. Love. So it's actually fascinating just reading just these first few comments coming through. And we've got almost 70 people live on this session to see how many of you would find more time for you. So the self-development, the starting your creative projects, and also exercise. Audrey says more sleep. My spirit animal, Audrey. Love it. So I want you to think about what is the reason, what would you do with these extra 5 hours a week? And think about it. For every strategy I take you through today, you're gradually building up your bank hour by hour of the compelling way that you would like to spend this time for yourself. So keep the comments coming through, guys, because I check through them as we go through this session. As I said, I love hearing from you. Okay, let's jump in. The first strategy that I want to share with you is focus. Focus equals potency. And I've been using this metaphor I'm about to take you through quite a bit at the moment in my work with my one-on-one mentees and my love club. And what I'm seeing is that, and I've experienced myself as well, is that many women, I'm going to talk to women on this because I think it's probably, I think it's mostly, if not all women on this session, I actually see so many women almost like used tea bags. And I know that sounds like a really awful way to describe people. And what I mean by that, it's you get a beautiful brand new tea bag, you take it out of the pack, you boil the kettle, you dip that tea bag into one cup of tea, and then you make some tea. Then you dip that same tea bag into another cup of water, another one, another one, another one. And if we try and dip that tea bag, by the time we get to the 20th cup of water, you're not getting much tea anymore. It's just going to be water. And that tea bag is like, it's milked dry. It's like, there's no more tea happening in that tea bag. So I do see this a lot with the women that I work with in my business. And I've also experienced it myself several times in my life as well. So it's completely normal, but it doesn't need to be the way that we operate in our lives day to day. So the more focus we can have in our lives, the more potency we can apply to our work, our hobbies, our creativity, our exercise, our time with our family and friends, our time just by ourselves. We've got so much more potent time to devote to those different elements of our lives. And I'm going to give you a business example for this one. So this year, I'm on my second business now. For my first business, I started in 2012. And I sold that business at the end of 2017 and started this second business that you're kind of engaging with today, 2.5 years ago now. So for the first 2 years of my business, the second business, I pretty much had so many ideas that had been bubbling up in my brain for years and years and years. And I was like, that's it. I'm just going to try all of these different things. So I tried, I'm not even exaggerating, probably 40 or 50 things over the first 2 years of this business, which was loads of fun. But what happened is I became the teabag. So I was diluting myself too thinly across too many different things. And one of the blessings of this year, and I try and find the blessings in even the least fortunate of experience of circumstances. And when 2020 hit and we went into isolation, and I realized that as part of my business, I can't actually present to corporate teams or go and host events in Adelaide and Canberra and all the different things that I would normally love to do. And what happened is that I had to get really, really, really focused about my business and where I was spending my time and where I was spending my energy. And as a result of that focus, I chose three to five different things that I was going to focus on, including like my podcast would be one of them, launching my Create Academy program, which is the last program that I ran a couple of months ago. And it was really forced focus for me. And I realized that I was so much more potent in my business and also in my life, because rather than trying to spread myself so thinly across literally, and I'm not exaggerating, 17 different projects, live projects in the business at a time, instead I just had five, and I could actually be so much more potent and powerful and effective and productive and all of those things with those small things. And so that's on a macro level. So it's almost like multitasking on a macro level. When we commit to so many things, or we decide to do so many things within our businesses, or we commit to so many like extracurricular activities or volunteering work, what happens is that we're essentially multitasking on a macro level. And then if we bring that down to a micro level, it comes down to just day-to-day multitasking. And I'm sure you guys have finally heard by now, your multitasking is crazy making. It's a surefire way to sap our energy and sap our efficiency. And you know, when I was researching my book, Get Remarkably Organized, which is just trying to point to the right side of the office here. When I was researching Get Remarkably Organized, I found so much data and so many university studies saying that multitasking is not good. And while women tend to pride themselves on the fact that they can multitask, we're actually doing ourselves a disservice because when, for example, like this is something I multitask on all the time, and I realize that I'm doing exactly what I tell myself not to do, and I stop, I will be getting ready for bed at nighttime and I'll be brushing my teeth and tidying up the bathroom as I go. So I'm brushing my teeth and then tidying the bathroom with the other hand. What happens is that actually takes me longer, even if I was to do both things as efficiently as possible, it actually takes me longer to do it because I'm not giving each activity my full attention. So I would ask you to have a think about your life, but first of all, on a macro level, where are you multitasking? Where are you saying yes to too many things? And then on a micro level, day to day, your morning routine, your evening routine, when you're cooking dinner, where are you multitasking there? And you've got a little spot in your playbook, next page, asks you, I call them your multitasking hotspots. What are the hotspots in your life right now? And when you have one, just drop it in the chat as well so we can all share notes and compare where we're at with this as well. So multitasking is a surefire way to lose time each week. And I really do guarantee if you can train your brain to focus on the task at hand right now, you will shave seconds here, minutes here, 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here off your day to the point that you actually are getting yourself back an entire 60 minutes a week with that one. Kylie says Zoom meetings, web surfing, not yours, Lorraine. Thank you, Kylie. So tell me, where are you multitasking? What are your multitasking hotspots in your life right now? So pop them in your playbook, what the ones are for your life. And then, drop just one example into the chat. So I know where you're at as well. So my motto for this year, since ISO and everything that we've been experiencing there, I've got one motto and I'm applying it to so much of my life. And that motto is do less, better. So do less, comma, better. So it means I'm committing, first of all, to less. And when I am doing those things, I'm giving those things 100% focus. And I'm just looking at some examples here. Elizabeth says social media, multitasking. Carly says making kids lunch at the same time as making them breakfast and trying to get them dressed. Ah, I'm stressed just hearing that, Carly. Katrina says eating breakfast while making lunches. Oh, Katrina, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. Eating breakfast while making lunches and feeding children. So these are two such good examples, because what I was just about to share from my life is when I'm cooking. So I'm making, I make lemon drinks every night first the next morning. So I'm making the lemon drinks. And what I'll often do is I'll get the lemon out. I'll put it on the bench top, get the chopping board, get the knife, tee it all up. And then I'll realize, okay, I should be over here doing something else. And I'm jumping back and forth. And then I go, literally, focus. So I focus on just getting the lemon drinks done. It takes 15 seconds. It's done. And then move on to the next thing. And then move on to the next thing. So guys, I hope you're seeing what I'm talking about here. Is this is going to apply on a macro level, right down to a micro level. And I think I use this quote in 90% of the webinars I do, because I just love it so much. It's such a beautiful philosophy. And Maya Angelou, the poet and author, said, when we know better, we do better. So what I'm asking you to do here is not to immediately switch off all multitasking, because for many of us, we've been doing this for decades and it's just like a habit now that we're in. So it's not about switching it off altogether. Instead, it's just becoming more aware. So almost like switching on your little antenna and going, okay, where am I multitasking? Where can I actually start to be more focused in my life day to day? So if you want to steal my motto, you can have it. Do less, comma, better. So I got to jump on to the second strategy. The second one is designing your perfect week. Now, guys, this is something I do in a lot more detail in the Get Remarkably Organized program, but I did want to touch on it here because it is one of the most powerful tools that I use myself in my life and that I teach others to do as well. So I felt it would be neglectful not to touch on it here when it comes to trying to get more time back into our calendars. So if you look at your playbook, you'll see the next worksheet you have there is your perfect week. So I'm not going to ask you to do this in this session. This is going to be home play from today's masterclass, because it's more time consuming. It's very individual. You'd probably want to allow like 30 minutes, maybe 30, 40 minutes to do this really well. And hot tip for me would be to do this in partnership with, if you have a partner, to do it with your partner as well, because that way you guys can really co-create the life that you want to create together. Myself and my husband might have done this exercise several times together over the years. So with your perfect week, and the reason I'm saying it's going to get you time back is that so many of us, now these are my notes for today's session, but just imagine this is my perfect week and it's a lovely blank canvas like you've got there in your playbook. So many of us, what we do is we take that beautiful blank canvas and we give it to everyone else in our life. So we say, here, work, you take this, kids take this, partner take this, friends take this, family take this, hobbies take this. And we get it back at the end and we go, oh, there's like 15 minutes on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. just for me. So it's a really, really big problem. And I'm sorry to harp on at us women. It's something women do a lot, where we just give away our weeks and we don't get intentional about how we want to spend our weeks first and foremost. So taking the time to plan your week and get really intentional about it, first of all, means that for me, this is like the ultimate act instead of stepping into proactive mode to look at your perfect week and say, okay, how would I like to be spending my time if I got to spend it how I wanted to spend it? So guys, I'm not on, cloud cuckoo land. Like, I get work needs to happen. Kids need to be parented. Partners need to be spent time with. Like, I get it. We've got commitments. But my point here is that we start to take some initiative and also step into the driving seat of how do we want those things to be interplaying together each week. So if we start designing our week how we want it to look, it means that first of all, of course, we're a lot more likely to be able to go and create that week and make it happen. But also we can get more done. And, you know, it's something I will talk about a lot more in the program. I think it's week five of the program that we, no, week four, we plan the perfect week together. However, it's something that, as I said, it really does start to specifically free up time, because rather than kind of getting to Saturday morning and going, okay, what am I doing today? How am I, what am I planning today? We can actually start to block in the things that are really important to us and make sure that they happen. And you know, so many of you just jumped in there and shared in the comments all of the beautiful, amazing, exciting things that you would like to do in order to make that time happen. So just please remember that, that's what we're working towards here. We're working towards you actually having the time to devote to things that really light you up and make you really excited. And as I said, anytime we start to get intentional and strategic about what we're doing, where we're spending our time, who we're talking to, immediately we're going to reduce the time required to do those things because we're putting that element of intention into it. And I'm going to talk about that idea again in a couple of minutes as well. So planning your perfect week is a brilliant strategy to find the time for the things that we want to do, and also to make more use of the time that we have available each week as well. So guys, as I said, that's home play. We're not going to do that live in this session, but you do have the worksheet, and it's probably the one, I would say this is the one that I give to most of my mentees. So in our session, something will come up and I'll say, okay, we need to do the perfect week exercise together. So this is one of my most popular, if not the, maybe the to-do list is quite popular too. Perfect week is up there, top two of my most prized worksheet. So I wanted to gift that to you today as part of this masterclass as well. Okay, third strategy is to remove as many decisions as humanly possible. So guys, we all need to make decisions, yeah? Decisions need to be made about endless things each day. So my point here is not saying that we are not making any more decisions ever again, because I'm sure you would agree our lives will grind to a halt pretty bloody quickly if we decide to do that. So it's not about eliminating all decisions. It's about eliminating the repetitive decisions, the not critical decisions, and the boring decisions. It's about just getting them off the table so you free up more headspace for the decisions that do really, really matter. And also you free up so much more time, and it comes back to that idea of intentionality again, which I'm going to touch on in this point as well. So I would ask you, what are the decisions that you're making every single day that aren't make or break? You know, no one's going to live or die based on the decisions that you're making, but you could really clear some massive headspace and time if you didn't make them as much. So just to give you some, to give you an idea of this decision thing. So myself and Wade, I would say we're both quite ambitious, you know, productive individuals, Monday to Friday. And what happened for a while, and we've kind of had space of going through this like on and off. And when we go into one of these phases, we don't plan our weekends. So it means that on Friday evening, we go, oh, what do we do this weekend? And we kind of start to talk over dinner, and then nothing gets finalized. And then we go, okay, cool. So what are we, Saturday morning, what are we going to do today? What's happening today? Again, don't really make any plans. And then we spend most of the weekend going, okay, what do we do now? What do we do now? And obviously, particularly because we've got a three-year-old daughter, Lexi, and we can't just each go off on our own track and do whatever we want, because there's a small child that needs to be parented, and we want to spend time together, and we want to clear the laundry basket, and I want to cook, and we want to tidy the house and all those kind of things as well. So what happens with those weekends when we fall into that trap again and we kind of have to relearn our own lesson again is that we lose so much time to thinking about and talking about what we could do or should do next, rather than just getting fucking on with it and doing what it is that we want to do. So something we do now is we've started planning our week. Kind of flips sometimes. We're trying to do it on a Friday evening, but we've had evening plans the last few Fridays. So normally we'll do it on we'll do it on a Sunday evening. And we plan the week ahead, and we also plan the weekend ahead. So this I love for numerous reasons. One, based on the content of what we're talking about here, we get back so much more time because we're not wasting time and energy talking about all the things that we could do, should do next. We make those decisions a week out, and then we see them through, we make it happen. So I love it for that reason. The second reason I love it is then you can start to get excited about it. So I know, for example, we had an afternoon date. Lexi had a sleepover, so we had an afternoon date 2 weekends ago. And I booked the cinema ticket. So we decided that we wanted to go to a movie. We hadn't been to a movie together since before ISO. Sorry, Melbourneites, you get there soon, I'm sure. And I booked the cinema tickets. It was all booked. It was all sorted. And it just meant then that I could look forward to it all week. I knew that we were going to see Pretty Woman in the cinema at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And I was so excited. So that's another reason that I really like getting rid of as many decisions as possible, because, well, first of all, it clears up headspace. But second of all, we can start to look forward to those things rather than trying to make the decisions every single day and just almost getting resentful then of the fact that we do need to make those decisions. So what I would love you to do, you've got a playbook, you know, the playbook, you've got a page in your playbook. And I've asked you, what are the decisions that you can stop making? And I've given you some thought starters around some different areas. So I've got house, clothes, food, kids, weekend plans, life admin, finance, and work. And just to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. So if, for example, it's kids, so I know a lot of my friends or mentees, when I'm talking to them, if they've got kids in care, so maybe their parents help with the kids every now and then. And what they will do is they'll say, oh, my mom or my parents have our son or daughter. You know, some Wednesdays, sometimes it's Thursday. It's quite wishy-washy. So an immediate one that I would be thinking about for someone like that is to just get a plan in place each week. This is where the kids are on those days, which means then that everyone's clear. You don't have to have those conversations with the caregivers each individual time. It's just locked in and everyone knows where they stand. Another one would be with food. So rather than waking up every morning going, oh, what are we going to have for breakfast today? What are we going to have for lunch today? What are we going to have for dinner today? Instead, making a meal plan at the weekend, getting all the food in. Georgia said, what's for dinner? Yes, you beat me to that point. So it's about making the meal plan, setting it in train so that you don't have to think about it every single day. I'm a massive, massive believer in meal planning for, again, the two reasons I just talked about with the weekends. One, it's one less decision that I need to make every single day, and I do the cooking in our house. But second, it means you can start to look forward to it. So if you know you're having pancakes for breakfast on Wednesday morning, which we are tomorrow morning, you can start to look forward to the pancakes, or you can look forward to the beautiful lasagna that you're going to make on Saturday evening and so on. So thinking about where can you cut down on decisions is a surefire way to get you back more time each week. And you're probably noticing that word intentionality and intention is coming through quite a bit here. And it's because it applies to so many layers of these strategies. Because when we start to get intentional about the fact that we do want to free up these 5 hours a week for ourselves, because we do want to make these different things happen, then straight away we start to set and train events, efficiencies, reducing decisions. It all starts to flow from there. And I do firmly believe that anything like this around getting organized does come down to finding your individual flow. So I will always share lots of ideas, practical tips, hopefully, that are easy to apply in your life. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you defining what's the individual recipe for you and your life and your family and your business or your career that are going to work for you individually. So jump onto if you're working in the playbook or you're working in a notebook, jump into what are the different decisions that you can start to not make. How can you start to reduce the number of decisions that you're making? So you may have a couple for food, you may have three for work. It's going to be different for each of you. So the reason I wanted to give you categories is it just, for me, it helps my brain kick in when there's a box that I need to fill, rather than trying to think about my life as like this holistic moving beast and I can't quite figure out which areas to focus on. So guys, give me some examples where, having thought about and how this applies to your life and your work or your family, what are the decisions that you feel you can start to make less of? Just jump into the chat and share that with me. I'd love to know where your brain is going with this as we're going through this together. Caitlin said, get clothes laid out the night before for the following day. Love. Carla says, book in time to the grocery shopping. Yes, 100%. Plan activities for the kids during ISO, lock in a cleaning schedule. Love that, Carla. It's so good. So guys, keep things coming through there. I really, because the more you guys share, the more we're going to learn together as well, because something that Carla says will spark something that Elizabeth thinks that Ruth is going to see. So yeah, just jump in and share those with me. Katrina says direct debit bills. Yes, 100%. Love that. So minimizing the decisions that you can make. So, Katrina, that's a perfect one for finance on that playbook sheet, for example. Edwina says, deciding top work tasks for the day in advance. Yes, I always do. Where's my to-do list? It's empty today because I'm focusing on you guys today. So yeah, that's my to-do list structure. So yeah, the three MITs, first thing I write down on my list and do that the night before. Brilliant, love. Planning social media posts, Michelle says. Kylie Miller says, I booked a meal service for the first 4 weeks when I returned to work from mat leave. Oh, love that. That's such a good example, Kylie, of just freeing up that mental headspace for yourself and making less decisions. Gold. Andrea says, meal plan in advance, bulk order things, close for the day in advance, automate budget payments and buckets. Yes, 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 yes. You guys are on fire. Love, love, love this. Okay, so the fourth strategy that I want to share with you is finish shit. And what I mean by finish shit is so many of us, one thing I want to share first. We are, and I learned this from an incredible entrepreneur who I adore, Rachel Hollis in the US. And Rachel talked about, it's just like a throwaway Instagram post that she shared a few months ago. And she talked about the fact that each of us are bearing witness. So we are the only witnesses to everything we do in a day, obviously other than when we're asleep. And we are seeing every single thing that we do each day. And what happens is that we don't finish things. So we might start a project at home, or we might start something something at work. We'll start something. We might start decluttering. We might start meal planning, but not quite finish it. And then we're still chasing our tails by Wednesday anyway during the week. So what happens is that we start to build a negative feedback loop for ourselves because we're seeing what we're doing each day. And we say, oh no, I'm just not, I just don't finish things. I'm not a finisher. I'm not organized. The self-talk kicks in. I'm not actually going to talk about self-talk as part of the session, but it's important it's critically important. I do talk about it a lot more in the Get Remarkably Organized program. So we start to build this negative feedback loop of like, oh no, I don't finish things. And what happens then is we have that negative belief about ourselves that we don't finish things, or we don't complete things, or we just don't complete things. And what happens then is that we start to go almost like going to go slow. So we start to move slower because almost like we pull slower in our lives because we say, oh, well, I don't get stuff done anyway. And it actually affects our motivation and our productivity because we're like, well, I don't finish things anyway. So it's almost like the tasks expand to take up the amount of time that we've allocated to them. So what happens with that then is it starts to affect every part of our lives, and we, our productivity really, really starts to suffer, and we bring ourselves on a negative feedback cycle spiral because we're telling ourselves that we're not starters, we don't get shit done, and then that's the reality that we then go and create. So a great way to speed up our productivity and make ourselves more efficient is to start to finish things. So if there is a small project that you started at home, getting it finished and moving on to the next thing. And in the Get Remarkably Organized program, I spend week 3 talking about the stones in our shoes. And this is kind of an element of that. It's a close first cousin of that idea. So what I really would suggest you do is if you're finding you're not as motivated, you're not getting stuff done as quickly as you would like to get it done, and therefore things are taking you more time, and therefore tasks are expanding, and therefore you're just not getting the time to spend on all the beautiful things that you want to spend time on, or you're just fucking exhausted and you're stressed and you're tired and you feel like you're rushing all the time, is to start to close the loop on those smaller things. And I would really say start as small as you possibly can, because if you have been telling yourself this story that you're not a finisher, that you don't make stuff happen, what happens then is that becomes quite ingrained, and it takes quite a bit of effort to turn that story around and start to tell ourselves a more positive story. So think about what's the smallest thing possible that you could finish right now today. I want you to tell me in chat as well. What's one thing that if you had that finished, you would say, ah, okay, I do finish things. I am productive. I am efficient. And that would then start to almost like change that self-talk, that internal dialogue that you're having, because you're starting to get more done each day and each week. So let me know, guys, what's that loop that you need to close right now? Andrea says confidence. Is a confidence competence loop. I haven't heard that before, Andrea. Love that. She said it's so good when it's working for you. It's so true. It really is. And Penny, her example is to finish and send any draft emails. Yes, just get them done. Out of your inbox, they're done. They're out doing the work that they need to do in the world. Katrina says, clear inbox. Carla says, return a jumper I bought that's too big and I will never wear and I have it sitting there for 3 weeks. Yes, Carla. Because the sense of achievement, and I know it sounds like such a small thing just to take a return back to a store. I don't know if it's like an online purchase. But, you know, when we complete that, we get this little like, for anyone listening, I'm doing that kind of, you kind of dust your fingers off. You're like, yeah, cool. I did that, you know, and then you start to build. It becomes a bigger thing and a bigger thing and a bigger thing. And that's how we start to find this time, because we start to make the smallest tweaks that then ladder up to bigger tweaks and bigger tweaks. And the reason we can do that is that we're consistently building a bigger positive feedback loop each time. So the first thing we might do is, I'm just thinking about an example here at our house. What's sitting outside? So something just, we actually just got blue light glasses delivered today. And I didn't realize that they come in boxes already, but they also sell boxes. So I was like, okay, that's weird. So I need to just package that up and get it ready to take it to the post office tomorrow. So what, that's a small thing, right? It's very like Carla's example there of the jumper. I bring back the return. Then I might get home and go, okay, I'm going to tackle that living room because it's so cluttered. I haven't focused on it because I'm building off that positive feedback loop that I've just built from doing the return. And then it becomes a bigger thing. Then I might say, okay, we've been talking about looking into the finance on our mortgage. Let's do that. Like they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But it's very hard to almost start from the top down, starting with the mortgage one, because that feels like so much bigger of a task for us to do. And Edwina says, mail the letter to my nan after I've had it sitting there with post stamps ready for almost a week. This is gold, guys. It's the tiny, tiny, tiny things that will start to get you that momentum. And I'm going to talk a bit more about momentum as well. Tanya says, wow, light bulb moment. I didn't even realize that I had the negative self-talk around all my unfinished projects. I have some forms to be sent off, so I'll start with those. Love, Tanya. Thank you so much. I love light bulb moments. So I'm delighted that you've had one already as part of this session. So guys, I'm actually going to jump in. I've got the fifth strategy that I want to talk to you about as well, but I want to talk to you about the program because it actually feeds into the fifth strategy, if that makes sense. And I'm actually ahead of time. Yay! This is a miracle. This is great. So I'd love to know, guys, if you do have any questions about how you can make more bonus time in your week, please do jump into the chat because I will have time now. We're getting through lots together, which is golden. Thank you so much for all the comments and interaction. And yeah, so nice to see all your faces on here as well. So yeah, drop some questions in there for me as well. I'll have time probably to answer a couple. Oh, AJ said Tony's already posted one. Cool, I'll look at that in a second. Laura says, love the draft emails. I will get all mine done today. That will change my world. Thank you. So guys, I'm laughing because this is the freaking funny thing, is that the tiniest things will have the biggest impact on our worlds. And I love, there's a particular motivational video from Tony Robbins that I love. And I listened to it this morning because I was so excited for today. I'm doing this masterclass right now. I've got another one at 8 o'clock tonight. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do all my favorite things. And I watched it. Well, I listened / watched while I was doing my makeup this morning to this Tony Robbins video. And I talk about this a lot. He says in that happiness equals progress. If we are making progress, we feel happier. So even if that progress is, I sent the return back to the online store, I posted the letter that I've been meaning to post, I got that bill paid that I've been meaning to build, that equals progress. And therefore, we feel so much more enlivened and productive and motivated that we go on to the next thing and we grip it up with so much more energy and vigor than we would have had before we cleared those small things from our list. So yeah, keep it coming, guys. Keep any questions and thoughts, keep them coming. I love hearing them. So guys, you can probably tell I'm very excited about the topic of being organized. This is like, I obviously published my book in 2018, at the start of 2018. So it's been out 2.5 years now. And that book really opened a whole new world for me because I just assumed that everyone knew what I knew about getting organized. So it's been such a special experience and journey over the last 2.5 years to get to share those ideas with other people. And then also, obviously, that book came out 2.5 years ago. There's so much more that I've learned since then as well, and new ideas and insights and so on. So it's just bizarre that I haven't actually done anything on getting organized for almost 2 years. And anytime I talk about getting organized, anytime I ask my community, what is it that you guys would like me to focus on more? Organization is always, always the top thing. So yeah, I've finally gotten a program ready for you guys. And it touches on a program that I did a few years ago, but it's diving much deeper. And I'll talk to you in a second about how that is. So I already talked, as we started this session together, I talked about the idea of moving from being reactive to proactive, which is, I mean, that's like an evergreen challenge. Like we're always going to have that constant daily challenge around being less reactive and focusing more on the proactive stuff, the stuff that's actually going to move us forward in our lives. However, hashtag 2020 has made that so much more critical. I cannot even state that highly enough. You know, it's impossible to overstate that, because we are now in a world where things are incredibly uncertain. And it almost throws us into even more chaos internally and externally when we don't have our shit sorted and we're not acting in proactive mode. So I think it's almost timely that I didn't do this program till now, because I feel like now is almost like peak time for when it's needed. So as is always the case, my kinesiologist Jackie posted a beautiful quote today, and she said, it was about the universe, and it says, don't worry, you know, I'm here. I've got this from the universe. And I think that was probably the universe looking out for me, that I didn't do this sooner, because I feel like now is when my community needs this more than ever. So I think I could call this my flagship program. So it's an 8-week program around helping you get remarkably organized. And I think what's really important, I want to say this very, very early on, as I share the program with you, is I am super, super, super conscious that life is already very, very full for pretty much all of you on this session. You would not be tuning into this session if life was not already pretty overwhelming and you weren't finding the time to do the things that you want to do. So I want to be really clear. This is not about overwhelming you even more with hours and hours of video content each week and expecting you to have shitloads of home play and work done. I've designed this for me and for my mentees, for women who are time pressed, who don't have a huge amount of mental or, you know, time bandwidth to be doing lots of different things. Because my goal is to help you in a short amount of time as possible and give you the gold. Like I think most people who do my programs would say there's very little fluff, because I am so respectful and conscious of your time. So I did just want to say that very, very early on as well. Carl's got a question, so I'm going to come back to questions in a second as well. So the program's starting on the 9th of September. And how it's working. So each week you get a video from me. So it's a video that will land in your inbox. It starts on a Wednesday. So every Wednesday you get your video. In that video, I unpack a certain, so there's a weekly module, which I won't step through here, but AJ, if you could just pop the link in, people can start to look at the program as I'm talking through it. So it's 8 weeks step-by-step. I handheld you through every single step. And in each video we unpack, thank you, AJ. I share the a little bit of the theory, a lot of the practical ideas, and then I set you a challenge for the week ahead. So the challenges will take you no more than an hour to do each week, if that, with the exception of the declutter. So week two is all about clearing the stuff. And as you can imagine, that one's going to take a bit longer depending on how much clutter you have. But I step you through that. I make it very efficient and organized, as you can imagine, for you in that. Then we're all connected together in a Facebook group. So you've got the support of me and my team and also each other to be each other's cheerleader throughout the program. And I love those Facebook groups because it's amazing. I'm so blessed to attract the women that I attract in my community, that they just dive in. They're there for each other, to support each other, to lift each other higher, to cheerlead each other. So I'm really, really excited about that group. I already know how encouraging it is and how inspiring it's going to be. And Carly just beat me to it. So I've got two experts involved. And this is so funny because I haven't shared this with anyone yet. You guys are literally the first people to hear about this. So I've also enlisted the help of two experts because, guys, what I want to say here, I do not want people coming back and doing the Get Remarkably Organized program again next year. I want this to be you get in there, you get the learnings, you literally create lifelong sustainable change in your life, and you feel like you've really gotten that lifetime benefit essentially from doing my program. So as a result, in week two, we've got Bridget Johns, who is a declutter coach and life organizer. And I'll take you through the decluttering element in the video. And then we have a whole hour with Bridget, who's going to dive even deeper into that topic. And she'll be available to answer questions from the group as well, because I know from experience that the decluttering, the offloading of the stuff, it's time consuming, it's very emotional, and some people get really overwhelmed with that. So I really wanted to draft in expert help with that one. And Bridget is an absolute rock star. So I'm really, really excited to have her as part of this. The second expert, so I'm calling that an expert breakthrough session that we have with Bridget in week two. The second expert is Rachel Crether, who's actually a hypnotherapist. So I've worked with her recently, and Rachel's going to be teaching us how to change habits. Because as I said, I don't want anyone doing this program and just coming in and going, you know, tick the box, that's it, and then go back to how they were before 3 weeks later. That is not what I'm about with any training that I do. So Rachel's actually going to be teaching us how we build new habits. So if we have been running the habit or the pattern that we are disorganized for X amount of years in our lives, she's actually going to help us see how we can change that. And I'm actually interviewing Bridget and Rachel. I've already interviewed them. The episode's coming out in a couple of weeks for the podcast. And yeah, it's just, I was interviewing them going, you guys are going to give so much gold to this group. I'm so, so, so excited to have them. So that is, and I'm really, really excited to have those two experts because as I said, they really dive it deeper as well. The other element of the program is a playbook. So you've got a taster of a playbook with this bonus time one. This one is going to be for the Get Remarkably Organized program. I'm planning it at the moment. It's going to be kind of half planner, life goals, half playbook. So I'm building into it almost like the mentoring process that I would use for you to reflect each week on how you're doing, what your progress has been. And again, almost like layering in, taking those practices from the playbook and applying them to your life more broadly and, of course, beyond the program as well. So I'm super excited. You can probably tell I'm very, very excited as you join me for my launch party of the program. We're starting on the 9th of September, so it's only 2 weeks away. It's tomorrow, 2 weeks, we actually kick off. Okay, so guys, number five, so you'll see now why I wanted to talk about the program first, is to get momentum. So when we have momentum, everything starts to flow quicker and easier and faster and with more intention behind it. The hardest part of anything is starting it. It's the very, very, very hardest part. And think about that whole analogy of, you know, a snowball as it rolls down the hill. It collects more and more snow as it goes down until it gets to the very bottom and it's epic, like it's a huge, huge, huge big snowball. The problem is getting the snow to the top and getting that snowball started. You guys know this. That's momentum. I'm clearly not a physicist, would be a terrible physicist, but we know that momentum starts to get results because we get caught up in the flow and we start to flow then and we start to get things done quicker with more energy and more time. So really, believe me on this, starting is the hardest thing. And also, if we want our lives to change, we need to change. We are going to be waiting a very, 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 very long time if we're going to sit there and just wait for things to change around us. You know, we need to create the conditions of change and by changing ourselves and also remembering that there's never going to be the perfect time. There's never going to be, I was talking to one of my mentees this morning about launching our online program and she's getting really caught up around like when she can launch it, what's the perfect time. And I just said, there's no such thing as the perfect time. There's to do anything, like to start anything. So if we want to change, we need to change ourselves. That's the most important thing. So if you're ready to make serious change in your life and step into that future self, now is the time to get the momentum. And how you get that momentum, I'm going to talk about in a second. So getting those key things happening, we've talked about, I know quite a few of you have shared in this chat about the different ways that there's kind of stones in your shoe, those blocks that you have right now. The quicker you can get them off your list, the quicker you're going to get momentum on other things in your life. So think about how can you get that momentum right now? What are the key actions that you can take to start seeing that momentum today? Today, doing something that's going to get you closer to that goal and to that future self right now and today. So jump to your playbook there for a second and you'll see on the last page, I've got your three momentum builders. So what are the three things that would build you the most momentum from today? So thinking about the different strategies that we've talked about the eliminating decisions, about planning your perfect week, about getting a lot more focused with what it is that you're doing in your life and not multitasking both on a macro level and also on a micro level and finishing shit, proving to yourself, bearing witness to the fact that you can finish shit as well. So think about what are the three momentum builders for you that will start to get you this extra time and get you firmly back in the driving seat of your life. Take a moment to note those down as well. Now I want to jump up. There was a couple of questions, so I'm going to answer those. Carla says, how do you prioritize what project you should finish first? I work part-time, study part-time, trying to grow my business and have two toddlers at home 24/7 at the moment, thanks to ISO. Any suggestions would help. Carla, I'm actually going to suggest that you listen to my podcast episode. It's coming out this Friday. And it's with Caitlin, who's already, she's actually on this session as well. And that's about how you manage multiple priorities, because I could talk about it for happily 30 minutes, which we don't have time to do right now. But if you can just hold tight until Friday, my podcast episode with Caitlin Casey is going to answer. It's almost exactly the challenges that you're experiencing right now around those multiple priorities and how to manage them. So I feel like that was a bit of a cop-out to your answer, but as I said, you'll get a way better answer if you listen to that. And Tony said, how do I create a flow of time when everyone is at home, 10-year-old, 15-year-old husband, and I have constant interruptions? Oh, Tony, I hear you. I think with this one, it's about, I mean, the MITs are key. So your most important task, getting those three things done first in the day, and also trying to, if possible, and I, you know, it's hard to kind of, I just want to make sure that I don't have full visibility in your situation, so I'm hoping this will help, is to create some time in the morning, even if it's 30 or 45 minutes for you to tick through your MITs first in the day, the three most important things that you need to get done that day. Because what happens is when we get our three MITs done in the day, if everything else falls off the wagon, so I've got my to-do list pad here, these are my MITs, if everything falls off, if the wheels fall off, everything goes to shit for the rest of the day, at least we know that we've got the three most important things that we needed to get done. So I know it's kind of part and parcel of ISO life right now is that we are home more. People are home, like Wade's working from home more. It's kind of part and parcel of things right now. But what I would say is if you can just get a window of proactive time for you in the morning, you'll be amazed at the momentum that gets you for the day ahead. And also that sense of fulfillment that you have, like, okay, at least I got my three most important things done, and we're more open to distractions if and when they come in as well. So I've answered two very, very, very quick questions. Someone has already signed up. Thank you. That's so cool. You are my first sign up. That's amazing. Thank you. Carly says, looking forward to, it was Carly. Thank you, Carly. You guys are so cool. Thank you so much. So guys, I want to thank you. So, I mean, honestly, I could do 17 different masterclasses on this topic. So my goal with a short window of time, like an hour, is always to give you some gems, hopefully some light bulb moments, as I can't remember who said they had a light bulb moment. They said they had that. So it's about what are the things that you can draw out of today to apply to your life. And please do finish out the, I know I went at speed today, so the recording will be in your inbox very, very soon. But do take the time to sit with that playbook and complete it in your own time as well, because they really are the very best tools that I can give you when it comes to getting those 5 hours back a week. So the recording will be with you. If you do have any questions at all on the program, just drop me an email in response. So I see all those emails and I'll get back to everyone. I always allow lots of time when I've launched a program, because I like to answer questions myself, and then I can add them into the FAQs on the website as well. So Mara says, thank you. You are awesome. Thank you. Danielle says, thank you. Great session. These are all new names. Great. Amanda says, thank you. So guys, sending much love. Thank you so much again for joining me today. I hope you've gotten the nuggets that work for you in your life, and hope to see you on the program. I would love to have you on there. So thank you. There you have it, my bonus time masterclass. I hope you enjoyed that recording from the event that I ran last week. So quick reminder, the Get Remarkably Organized program is open until the 9th of September. Doors are open right now. And as always, if you've got any questions, feedback, thoughts, or comments on this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. So business as usual, next episode is coming this Friday coming. So thank you as always for listening. It's an absolute pleasure to have you as part of my show. Thank you for being part of this week's episode. It was remarkable to have you. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, ideas, and suggestions for future topics for the podcast. So please get in touch on Instagram. My handle is @LorraineRemarks, and through my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. If you're enjoying what I'm putting out here, please do rate, review, or subscribe to the podcast so more people can find out about it and we can build this special community. Or even better, do all three. Chat to you next week.